gon' slide, who's in? Big rocks round, new 10. Fleetwood down, new sand. 2C ride, coupe then. Don't leave around, loose ends. Don't be around, new friends. We just be mile high, clubbing. I'm on 1,000 miles running. Hit and go downtown, sunny. Then moving uptown, money. If I give it to you, will you leave? Tell it to you, will you speak? Got it tatted on my sleeve. Fell in love overseas. Ass fatter than a peach. Ocean water kinda deep. Rolling up out the reef. Put me down straight to sleep. Passing like do it sail. Passing like do it sail. 40 days, 40 nights. Feel like a holy night.
The lesson's always there. The lesson's always more. And in the back and forth, I'm not keeping score. Lesson's always there. The lesson's always more. When you're alone with me, you never come up short. You never come up short. Never come up short. Never come up short. Watch the fan as it spins. In my arms wrapped in. Don't know where you start and where I begin. Like I found myself an imaginary friend. And when we stay in, I'm missing everything.
We just be mile high clubbing. I'm on 1,000 miles running. Hit and go downtown, sunny. Then moving uptown, money.
High risk never seen, low key as it's been. Fell in love overseas, fell in love like it's easy. Put to sleep without dreams, under the moonbeam. Call you for no reason, hold on like it's greasy.
Passing like do it sail, passing like do it sail. 40 days, 40 nights. Feel like a holy night.
The lesson's always there. The lesson's always more. And in the back and forth, I'm not keeping score.
Lesson's always there. The lesson's always more. When you're alone with me, you never come up short. You never come up short. Never come up short. Never come up short.
Good evening. I am Chef Jeff. This is the Chef Jeff Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. All right. If you guys tuned in last week, I told you a lie, which was that my top 100 albums of 2019 video would be out by now. It unfortunately is not, and that is 100% my fault. My poor time management skills have led us to this point. However, I decided I should do this because it's kind of more concise and makes more sense with the whole, I guess, functionality of the radio show. And instead, I'm going to play my top 10 singles of 2019. Or they're not necessarily singles, they're songs. There's a couple cuts off albums that weren't released as singles, but the song itself mattered so much to me that it had to get recognized, and I do consider one of my favorite songs of the year, so that's why I'm going to play them. I started off with a runner-up. That was Mile High by James Blake featuring Travis Scott and Metro Boomin. I really enjoyed that song. It pains me that it didn't make my top 10. I mean, but also there were 10 songs that were better than it, which kind of speaks for itself. I'm glad there was better music because the song itself is already so incredibly good. But yeah, so that fell in my 11th spot. It was probably my most listened to song of 2019. I'm pretty sure it was, actually. I love the lullaby kind of atmosphere that it has. And just James Blake and Metro Boomin's producing styles, or production styles, they just blend so nicely on the song. They have another song too called Tell Them with Moses Sumney. That's an incredible song. I kind of think Mile High has a little more dreamier and unique of a style, I guess. Even though some people might find it underwhelming, I feel it very lullaby like and very calming and soothing. It's just so smooth. I don't know. All right. So Yeah, so that's the general theme of the show for tonight is my top 50 songs, or I'm sorry, top 10 songs of 2019. And, excuse me, and we're going to start it off. We have a couple rock songs for the 10 and 9 spot. So let's kick it off with King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
try to sing. This is not who you are, not who you want to be, not who I want you to be. You are once so kind. Let's remove these thoughts, remove them from your mind, for they are described. Yourself and family. An eye for an eye. But you are just too lazy. It is purely fantasy, and it takes so quick. Everyone joins in, and it is condemned. It is a sin, it is a sin.
That song is quite a roller coaster. Before it, you heard Mars for the Rich by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And yeah, what you just heard, whether you enjoyed it or not, was 953 by Black Midi. Those are respectively my number 9 and number 8 songs of 2019. Welcome if you're just joining. I am going over my top 10 songs of 2019. Some singles, some cuts off of albums. It just really mattered to me a lot. So yeah, the last two songs, it was coincidence that they were both kind of rock oriented. We had a thrash metal song and an experimental rock song. But yeah, so the Mars for the Rich, I also want to briefly go over why I love the song so much. Mars for the Rich, first off, the riff is just immediately to die for. As soon as you hear the song, it's just, oh, lovely. Also lyrically, well, the vocal delivery is awesome too. I always love that about King Gizzard, is they're always somewhat unpredictable. But the energy on this album was just great, and especially the song. And the song talking about the issues like in classism and how it's in this like neat dystopian future where only the rich get to go to Mars, where Mars is just this like crazy good place and the poor don't even get the opportunity due to, I guess, economic issues and like the inequality that happens as a result of that. So for that reason, and just like the song, just the instrumentals are just so good. That's why I'm so obsessed with it. 953 by Black Midi. I don't know what it is about that song. I mean, experimenting with tempos and time signatures, that was really unlike anything else I've heard last year. I'll start off with that. The noisiness is really, really like just makes another level, like high octane, like just full on energy. That's what I love so much about that. Vocal delivery, super weird. It's the dialect. I forget where in the UK these guys are from. It's just like, it makes it so much more enjoyable. And, yeah, I don't know, especially that high tempo part every single time. It just, oh, like energy, like through the roof. I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. It probably was a little stressful of a listen for many of you guys, but hopefully if you even know the song, that would be awesome. I really appreciate if you happen to know that by any chance, but, yeah, so those were my 9 and 8. So, those are my 10 and 9. I apologize. Mars Solution is my number 10. 953 is my number 9. I am going to play my 8, 7, and 6 song right in a row. We got a little bit of a mixed bag. We got some art pop and then some like EDM-ish kind of alt pop and then just straight up pop music. A pop, but it's a very mixed bag, as you'll get to see. But after that, I'm gonna go over new album releases, see if anything surprises me, or if anything is gonna make me really excited. Tame Impala. And then I also want to talk about, it is the 50th anniversary of Black Sabbath's self-titled album. I'm very excited to talk about that, but in the meanwhile, enjoy these songs. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Let's kick it off with some FKA Twigs.
Didn't I do it for you? Why don't I do it for you? Why won't you do it for me? When all I do is for you. They wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. They wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. And I just want to feel your love. And I don't want to have to share our love. I try. Get overwhelmed. watching, they're watching us. They're waiting and hoping I'm not enough.
When it's you,
thank you. down. You shouldn't be worrying about who to impress now. Everything's a headache and it's leaving you stressed out. You're real low, feeling like your life is a mess now. And probably the reason you ain't living for yourself. We found love in a place that don't sell it with no help. Give me space, no credit, I don't need it. Life goes on, oh well, my soul reflects gold. I try to let go, I give it easy to you with an intense flow. This is real shit, ain't nothing to mess with. I'm just trying to give you something here to connect with. And that's my duty, this is not to suit me. Every day's a scene and my life's a movie. I came to be the best version of me, so everybody can see who I am really and truly. It's
So, first off, you heard Cellophane by FKA Twigs, and then after that, you heard Pumpkin Eyes by Feed Me featuring Chaney, and just now, you heard Yuna and Little Sims with Pink Youth, and those were my number 8, number 7, and number 6 songs of 2019, respectively. For those of you who are just tuning in, I'm playing my favorite songs of 2019, and yeah, this is the second edition of the Chef Jeff Show, where you can count on fresh songs and L'Hôpital's rule. Anyways, I'm going to give you guys a little PSA, and then I'm going to have some discussion. So here we go. Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, doesn't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyways? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's something I've been meaning, that's a wave that I've been meaning to hop on for a while, rechargeable batteries. I mean, I don't use batteries too often. I mean, I got a calculator. I think my vacuum uses batteries, like a little hand vacuum. And a couple other things. Wii remotes, Xbox remotes, maybe. But I mean, they're pretty helpful. I feel like they're not that bad of an idea to have. You can get extra ones, so you always have like rechargeable batteries ready on the go. I don't know. It seems pretty useful to me. I'm adjusting my microphone real quick. Cool. All right. So what do I love about those songs? Cellophane by FKA Twigs, super sad and crushing song. FKA Twigs' performance is phenomenal. It does a lot with a little, if that makes sense. It's a kind of a minimal song instrumentally, But you know, overall, I enjoy the experience of listening to it. Pumpkin Eyes by Feed Me. That one's different. I've had a history with Feed Me. He's signed to Mousetrap, which is one of my favorite DJs. Deadmau5, that's his record label. So that's how I discovered Feed Me back in my EDM phase. Oh God, like 6 or 7 years ago. And he's known for making some pretty intense dubstep music, but that song doesn't have a ton of elements of dubstep in it. I mean, of course, the melody is pretty dubstep focused, but that's one of the things that I liked about his recent album. He really pushes the envelope in terms of the genres that he typically engages with, and I really, really wish that people listen to that album more. So if you're willing, if you are into EDM, because there certainly is still his like signature dubstep sound, so if you're into that at all, I'd certainly 100% check out High Street Creeps by Feed Me. That song was my favorite off the record, and there's just so many emotions in that song that I feel apply to a lot of situations that I've been in. I guess both positive and negative, but mostly positive. It's a pretty uplifting song, I'll say that. Then Pink Youth, Yunnan Little Sims. Message is pretty straightforward. I really enjoy that. The instrumental is so groovy. Oh, Yunnan's an excellent singer. I've never been disappointed by Little Sims as a rapper. And yeah, that's what I got to say about that. So I think I'm going to go into discussion. I am, to say the least, amazed at the amount of albums that have just been released. Half an hour ago? Of course, I alluded to this earlier, Tame Impala, The Slow Rush. So excited about that. Super excited. I will probably be listening to that tomorrow. I'll make way for it. I mean, I have lots of albums to catch up on, but that one I wanted to listen to as soon as possible, because Currents is one of my favorite albums. I put on my albums, the best albums of the decade list. I think it's going to stand the test of time. Let's see how this follow-up record does. I love the singles, but yeah, so I'll definitely give that a listen. Justin Bieber. Changes. I mean, I didn't listen to that new single with Kalani. I did listen to Yummy. That was really disappointing, upsetting. I'm hoping that he kind of shows his talent. Justin Bieber is talented. I'll say he's talented. I don't know if it's his management. I don't know if it's him. He's making poor decisions recently musically. That's just my decision. I mean, my opinion. A Boogie with the Hoodie, Artist 2.0. Okay. Well, first off, didn't he have like an album called like The Bigger Artist or something? So like, wouldn't that make this technically Artist 3.0? I don't know. Anyways, Boogie with the Hoodie, I've been very indifferent about. He has some very, very, very awesome songs, and some songs that baffle me and confuse me over how like people even enjoy the songs. So I probably will give it a listen, not super high importance. But other ones that I would really like to listen to, Nathaniel Rateliff, new album, And It's Still All Right. Let's see here. There's a new David Bowie, some like, I think, rare or maybe even unheard material on this EP called Is It Any Wonder? Suicide Boys have a new album, Stop Staring at the Shadows. Tennis, a new album, Swimmer. Let's see, what else we got here? A couple other notable ones. Hopeless Romantic by Tink. Dance Without Me by Drama. Those are like definitely the most notable ones. But yeah, not to say the least, very, very exciting release day. And Happy Valentine's, by the way, for those who are listening. Whether it be with your gal, with your pal, whatever it is, enjoy the day. I mean, some people say, it's just not another day. I won't let it bother me, whatever. Even if you're single, take the time to appreciate your friends. Take the time to appreciate music, whatever it is that you love. Take some extra care today. You know, why not? But the other thing, I guess this was yesterday now, because it's technically the 13th was the release date, but the 50th anniversary of Black Sabbath's self-titled album. This is like, okay, there are two albums that their existence just completely blows me away. Just the fact that they exist in general, because they're like definite starting points of genres. The first one being In the Court of the Crimson King by King Crimson. That is basically the first prog rock album that humanity got. It's just so cool to me. And that is one of my favorite albums ever. I did write an article last year. It was on its 50th anniversary. It actually shares a 50th anniversary with Rats by Frank Zappa, or Hot Rats, sorry. but those two albums are awesome. And the fact that they're like, especially King Crimson album, that is just so innovative and so genre defining, that still has its impact today. That's just so cool to me. But this Black Sabbath self-titled, the coolest thing to me is it's not only, first off, it's the heavy metal. I mean, yeah, like King Crimson is like, boom, here's prog rock. Black Sabbath is like, boom, here's heavy metal. It's just so crazy because almost all genres of metal boil back down to this one album by Black Sabbath. It's just, I'm planning on writing a piece for it for the Tufts Daily. I really want to write about it because there's so many things I adore about it. The first song, Ozzy's singing is just unforgettable on The Wizard. Or I don't think that's the way. Did I mess that up? I apologize. I'm going to check on that. Anyways, but the first song on that album, it has like that, his like wailing is just so impactful. It's just like, that. Like here's the album. And then the second song, you have the harmonica that goes right into the guitars. Oh, easily one of the best Black Sabbath songs of all time. Just there's so many admirable qualities about it. That's what I love about it. Just is so cool. So I definitely think it deserves the recognition. I didn't see a ton of people on social media, like, I guess, talking about it, but I mean, I don't know, like this album is just so influential, and I would like more people to realize, I guess, like, where the roots of metal come from. And this is, it is 100% honestly, it is like one of the first instances of metal in general. It's just so cool to me. And this is 1970, so like, that's super early. It's so cool. It's so cool. And we've had like 50 years of metal so far, and it's been very awesome. So, and I want to see where metal will go 50 years from now. That's both terrifying and very exciting. But yeah, I think that's what I had to say about that. So definitely, if you've never given it a listen, I'd definitely put it in albums to listen to before you die. But you know what? It is its anniversary, so maybe give it some love. You never know. You might like it. Especially if you're a metal fan, you'd love it. Because it's so cool to hear like the raw sounds and just, all the elements that are still used to this day. It's so cool. It's so cool. Yeah, so I talked about album releases, talked about the Black Sabbath self-titled. Welcome for those who are just joining. I am the show's theme is my top 10 singles of 2019, or top 10 songs. My apologies, because there are some album cuts. But yeah, I did kind of diverge. I usually I don't know if any guys tuned in last week, but I'm trying to keep a theme of where I have my discussion in the middle of the show to talk about things I'd like to talk about. And usually there's like some sudden news things that come up. I know last year there's like the Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj beef. There were a couple other interesting things that happened, but, yeah. Oh, I'm not sure if I mentioned this last week. I did land an interview with Dorian Electra. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the name. They make this really cool, EDM kind of poppy, really, really wild music. And I'm so excited to interview them. It's just, super excited. That's coming up in March, I believe. Yeah. But yeah, so we still have the top five songs. I'm realizing it is 12:42-ish, so I'm not going to get to my number. I'm going to skip my number three song, which is really unfortunate because it's a very wild and terrifying song. It is a petrifying song. The reason why I love this so much is because it shocked me so much, and it's truly terrifying. But I can't play it. One, because it's 9.5 minutes. And two, because I don't think it will be any of you guys' favorite songs. If you're willing to give it a listen, it is Do You Doubt Me, Traitor by Lingua Ignota. If you're curious, Lingua Ignota, Do You Doubt Me, Traitor. Super scary. One of the scariest songs I've ever listened to. So cool. It just sounds like it came from hell. That's the way I can describe it. So, if it piques your interest, give it a listen. Good luck. Hopefully you'll enjoy it as much as I do, even if it scares you. But yeah, there's a lot to appreciate in the song. It kind of makes it. I think the reason why people would dislike it is because it's just so abrasive and scary, and it's meant to rub you the wrong way. So, but yeah. Anyways, for now, I'm going to play the number 5 and 4 songs and then I'll return. But let's kick it off with Moses Sumney.
On the long hike through Blue Ridge Mountains, I can feel the earth overtake my skin, and I realize none of this matters. And passing grace, the virility fades. You've got the wrong guy. You wanna slip right in and put the masculine. You've got the wrong dominion over all that once obeys. Is the zero fly away to the gods and lies, playing the part, the gatekeeper's mind. Desperate for passing grace, the virility fades. You've got the wrong guy. You wanna fit right in and put the masculine. You've got the wrong eye. Too much is not enough. Too much is not enough. You've got the wrong. To make minions of the stars, made up of what you are. Desperate for passing grace, the virility fades. You've got the wrong guy. You wanna fit right in and put the masculine. You've got the wrong guy. Yes, son.
Always making me feel like I got nothing to offer, but I'm the only one that can make you feel right. I'm the only one that you think of at night. Baby, don't lie, you're always talking to me like you're totally bothered. So why you always ring at the end of my line? Don't you got a girl that can make you feel nice? It's a dead sign, you see me as your lifeline. Other boys and girls never really made you feel right, and you can't explain why I'm always running.
mind. Don't you see the answers right in front of your eyes? You like me, obviously. So why you trying to leave when you know that I'm the key? 'Cause I'm supreme. Choose me. I love this gift, you know that. 'Cause I'm the only one that has made you fall in love. So just shut up. Choose me. Babes always flirting away, getting every number. Have your fun, 'cause I know that it's fake. I know when you're done, you'll come running my way. So I let you date everyone and complain that you can't find a lover. 'Cause I'm the only one when the chemistry fades. I'm the only one at the end of the day. Kinda cliche, you see me as your lifeline. Other boys and girls never really made you feel right. And you can't explain why I'm always running your mind. Don't you see the answers right in front of your eyes? You like me, obviously. So why are you trying to leave when you know that I'm the key? 'Cause I'm supreme. Choose me. Out of love's gift, you know that. 'Cause I'm the only one that has made you fall in love. So just shut up. Choose me. I'm the one you call me when you're feeling alone. And I'm the only one who's gonna pick up the phone.
Hello. All right. You were just listening to The King by Conan Gray. Oh. First time I heard that song, instantly fell in love with Conan's music. He's just such a promising upcoming pop, hopefully icon. He's gaining popularity quite a bit. He started off through YouTube, I believe. And he's building his career up the right way. I just in love with everything he's been doing so far. And before that was Viral by Moses Sumney. Oh, it's such a cinematic song. It sounds like it's from this really grand, larger than life kind of musical in a way. I don't know. In my opinion, I just think it's that one gives me the chills too. Awesome songs. So those were my number five and number four songs. Or I guess The King was number four. Viral was number five. Songs of 2019. And if you're just tuning in, I'm skipping my number three song because not only is it 9.5 minutes, it is terrifying, but is a lovely listen. And that is Do You Doubt Me, Traitor by Lingua Ignota. All right. So now I'm going to play my number two song of the year, a rock song that just totally blew me away. And here we go. It's the man, Gary Clark Jr.
Nigga run, go back where you come from. Nigga
So that was my number two song of 2019, This Land by Gary Clark Jr. Love the guitar riff. The instrumental is just, I don't know, just every time. And the message behind it is super important as well. It has that same potency as This Is America, Childish Gambino's release from 2018. That's why another reason why that's like equally as impactful for me. But my number one song, it kind of dawned upon me in November, December, when I realized how much of an emotional connection I gained by listening to it so much, and it's just I have a feeling that this is gonna like stick with me for a while, like through a good chunk of my life, I feel like, because it's just such a beautiful song. It's there's so much going on about it, and I'm so proud of the artist himself for building his career to the point where he's achieved. And yeah, I'm not going to mess around anymore because I'm running out of time. Thank you guys so much for listening to my show. And I'll leave you with the man himself, Anderson .Paak, with Make It Better.
So much fun. So now, how could we both forget telling each other we're the one? We would make love at the drop of a hat. Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember you and me, close as any two can be. Now we're strangers in the night, awkward and uptight. Oh, baby, do.